This is Fresh Air. One of the sensations in this year's Sundance Film Festival was Sean Baker's film Tangerine, which is set in the Los Angeles subculture of transgender sex workers. Much of Baker's script was constructed out of stories he heard from the actors themselves, and he shot the entire film on an iPhone with an assortment of low-cost adapters. Film critic David Edelstein has this review.
Sean Baker's bleak but boisterous farce, Tangerine, takes its title from the movie's orange hue, which evokes the low, slanted winter sun and suggests a perpetual 5 p.m. It's Christmas Eve day in a seedy section of Los Angeles, to which a motor-mouthed, blonde, Hispanic, transgendered prostitute named Cindy, that's S-I-N-D-E-E, returns after 28 days in the slammer. Over a shared donut, her black transgender prostitute best friend Alexandra lets it slip that Cindy's boyfriend and pimp, Chester, has been sleeping with a fish. That is, a slang term they use for a biological woman, and white to boot. Cindy's response is to charge out the door, ready to wreak havoc in search of her man and his fish. And she wants Alexandra for moral support.
I cannot do this. It's too much drama.
You guys just come out here and give me all this information and have me go handle it by myself. You're the one who told me anyway.
Okay. I will go with you under one condition. You must promise me that there's not going to be any drama. Because as soon as there's some drama, I'm out of there.
I promise.
Look at me in my eyes and promise.
I promise no drama, Alexandra. Come on.
Tangerine is probably best known as the Sundance Festival winner that was shot entirely on an iPhone 5S with a $7.99 app to boost the definition. That's certainly a great PR hook, but it's important to say that this isn't a primitive work. It's an accomplished piece of filmmaking, shot on the fly, but brilliantly shaped, edited, scored, and performed. There are three narrative streams that will ultimately converge: Cindy's quasi-mythical odyssey through L.A., Alexandra's attempt to make some fast cash so she can rent the stage of a bar that night to perform her cabaret act, and the cruising, in all senses, of an Armenian immigrant cab driver named Razmik, who listens impassively to a series of passengers before heading over to Cindy and Alexandra's neighborhood. Razmik has a wife, child, and mother-in-law stashed in his small apartment, but his taste runs toward the less traditional. The scenario sounds as if it might be straight out of the Pedro Almodovar playbook, but Almodovar's movies, though emotionally pure, tend to have a campy style. Tangerine isn't camp. The L.A. of director Sean Baker is, well, baked without being warm. It's a barren, indifferent universe, a place for transacting business. When Cindy finds and roughs up Chester's little blonde girlfriend, Dinah, it's in a decrepit motel room, packed with grim prostitutes and pasty, cowering Johns. Meanwhile, Alexandra's first customer of the day tries to run out on her without paying, leading to a garish street fight observed by an amused male and female police officer.
Wait a minute.
Oh, speaking of classy.
Nice.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, boy.
Have you not worked with Alexander?
No.
Help me, please. Help me.
Hey,
guys, I'm being accosted. Help me.
Car.
Get off me. Help.
Here's your chance if you want to go
officer,
meet him.
Officer, please help. Help me, officer.
Alexandra.
Officer, help.
All right, that's enough. Let him go. What's going on?
This lady just attacked me.
He owes me money.
Is this true?
No, you don't even know her. Get out of my car. She just attacked me.
So a random woman just grabs you and starts attacking you. Yes.
Check the pulse.
Alexander.
Girl, what the f***? You know I don't do that.
I don't know. What's happening?
He owes me money.
I do not owe you money.
$40?
I don't even know her.
Why does he owe you $40?
He knows me very well. Ask him.
Is that your green Passat?
Yeah.
Well, we've seen you cruising around for at least 45 minutes. So you didn't just park.
Like 10 minutes ago, I was driving around. I was on the phone.
Seen,
I realized
you know what,
I
sir?
Shouldn't be talking and driving.
That's it. Why does he owe you money?
We made a business transaction.
There's one scene in Tangerine that should be carefully studied by film students. It's a sex scene with no visible sex, set in the front seat of a cab that's passing through a car wash. You see wriggling strips of cloth, a foaming brush, a pressure sprayer, etc. You get the gist and how. Tangerine builds to a somewhat stagey, farce climax, but by then, the pressure has built up so much that merely seeing these people together in one place, Cindy, Alexandra, Chester, Dinah, the cabbie, and the cabbie's obstreperous mother-in-law has you writhing with glee. And oh, what committed players! As Cindy, Kitana Kiki Rodriguez has a gift for fierce, brazen physical comedy, and Maya Taylor's Alexandra is her perfect counterpart, larger, more centered, and profoundly soulful. This is my favorite kind of farce, where suddenly, amid the hijinks, the bottom drops out, and you see the sadness of these people's lives. This teeny-budget comedy carries a world of hurt.
David Edelstein is film critic for New York Magazine. If you want to catch up on Fresh Air interviews you missed, like the director of the documentary Do I Sound Gay? And the director of Amy, the new documentary about Amy Winehouse, you can find them on our podcast and listen anytime you want. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our technical director and engineer is Audrey Bentham. Dorothy Farabee is our administrative assistant. Our associate producer for online media is Molly C.V. Nesper. John Sheehan directed today's show. I'm Terry Gross.